Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday, the 25th of May. Sorry, good afternoon. It's 12:30 already. Been way late this morning. Okay, not the best weekend for the old tips. Schalke seemed to have gone. Lay of Hamburg did come in, but no goals in the game. I did expect there to be goals there, but there wasn't, obviously. Interesting, isn't it? I think what we had in the Bundesliga, two rounds of fixtures, 18 games and only three home wins, one being Bayern Munich and one being Dortmund, and only Hertha Berlin. So, obviously, a comparison being made to that and playing behind closed doors. It may be. We haven't got enough data, have we? It's simple as that. No matter what way you look at it, there's not enough data to be conclusive one way or the other. You know, Köln came back yesterday. They'd missed a penalty. Would they have gone on and won if they'd scored that? You'll never know. Did not have in the crowd there. You know, would they have scored the penalty with the crowd putting a keeper off? Just things that are unanswerable until you've got more data on the subject. But that's why I said caution. It is unknown waters. And caution, it may well be that next week everyone's a home win. We just don't know, do we? It's it is for me, I can't take data over 9, 18 games or even 100 games. You'd need some more solid data to it. But it is an interesting, and of course it's a worthwhile debate. I'm not saying there's nothing in it, because it may well be that that is the case. Lee Stanaland posted something this morning. Interesting, more injury time when there's a crowd, etc. Decisions go for them when there's a crowd, but it's still, again, was only a small sample of games, 190 games, I think. So interesting. I know some of you have done well on Ultimate Bundesliga 2, but yeah, we've got more leagues coming back this week. We've got midweek German football. Yeah, I've got no conclusions on it. I'm one of those, I don't jump to conclusions. We'll wait and see what happens. At the minute, it looks, it may be the case, but it could just be coincidence, could just be variance. We'll wait and see what the next few rounds of fixtures bring, and as other leagues start up, about whether the home performance does drop off considerably enough to make a difference. And obviously, if it does, it will be reflected in the odds, because the odds on home teams will rise. Well, what happened yesterday, eh? Boris Cummings. I did watch Boris yesterday. I mean, I don't know what people expected. I told you in the full run-up through Brexit into the election, the guy is an absolute liar. And this isn't just, it's not really anymore about what he did, is it? It's the way they've gone about it. You just know they are lying through their teeth. The collective sort of coming together on Saturday, I just thought was pathetic. You know, you start giving people like Rishi Sunak credit, but the coordinated tweets to all come out in support. And one of the problems with me is this is one of the issues. I got Brexit. I got people tying themselves to one side of the argument in Brexit. You know, either you tended to be either in or out. It was a definitive question you'd been asked. You'd answered it. And you felt you were in that camp. And obviously then the longer it went on, as it dragged on for the 2-3 years, people dug their feet in because that's what I voted for. This is a slightly different, and this is one of the big problems I have with tying yourself to a political party to the extent that you're deaf, dumb and blind to anything else that's going on, because you feel that you've got to start defending the indefensible when you tie yourself to a party. Boris Johnson is a fucking horrible bloke. There's no getting away from it. The evidence is out there. Arranging to have reporters built up. As somebody said, if this was a female prime minister who had five kids by three different blokes, that just would never happen. The guy's an absolute fucking despicable charlatan in it for himself. The difference with this issue, you know, you go back to sort of similar troubled times that I've been alive, and probably Margaret Thatcher and the coal miners' strike. It didn't really affect us down in the southeast. The trouble that was going on Of course, you're aware I'm only young, so I don't know the full ins and outs of it. You're aware of the strikes, you're aware of the disruption it was causing to those communities. And whether you liked her policies or not, and I'm well aware that a lot of people don't like her, she was a woman of substance. She genuinely, I think, believed that what she was doing was right and had something about her. Whether you like that or not is a different... This situation is one, we are all in it together. That was the exact words that we used. It has affected everybody in the country. There's been no hiding from it, no getting away from it. You have got people who have not travelled, have not seen relatives, have not been to funerals, have had members of family die and not been able to go and say goodbye. And he came out yesterday and goes, this isn't one rule for us. That's exactly, I'm afraid, how it comes across. That's, you can't hide from that. That is how it comes across. And I read all the advice yesterday. I read every single bit of advice the government has published on this. And nowhere did it say you can head off and make arrangements for childcare. And as I understand it, and I know a lot of this is hearsay, he didn't make any arrangements. He didn't have any childcare. He just travelled up there as a in case. But it's not, that's not in their guidelines. And he apparently, as a leading advisor, he'd have been party to that. It says that you've got to, if you've got children, follow this advice to the best of your ability. So far, children with coronavirus appear to be less severely affected. It is important you do your best to follow this guidance. He's driving 250 miles, doing his best. That's the argument I guess he's making. But they got before that, there's reams of pages of what you can do about getting people to do things for you. Nothing says you can travel to arrange alternative childcare. Nothing at all. And it's all he had to do was come out and say, I fucked up here. That's what people really would have accepted. And it isn't, for me, it isn't the what he did. It's the fact that now this full-scale operation to cover it up. And as I say, people are in a camp and you know, oh, it's only Ramona's wanting to get... I'm sure there may be an element of that. But for me, it's just a matter of being honest and should the guy get sacked? I don't know whether that's the right outcome and witch hunts. But the guy should certainly come out and say, I've fucking done wrong here. Instead of, I mean, he's an arrogant prick, he is, that guy. You know, he did say that if old people die, too bad. If you go back and look at what he said about NHS and selective pregnancies and the people he wanted in the cabinet, the guy's an absolute fucking disgrace. And that's my issue with them. These people trying to pretend they're in it for us. You have got a government that people have voted in because good old Boris has got that sort of reputation. Him, Rees-Mogg, Cummings, Raab, they don't give a fuck about you. And if you honestly believe that they do, you're fucking mad. I accept that there was not a great alternative. I get that, but that doesn't make everything these guys do right. And that's the bit that I struggle with. That's that you've just got now people defending them just because that's what you do. It's like they're supporting a football team. They're not a football team. They're fucking horrible, disgraceful people. And what is happening? I mean, and you're just watching the world fall apart before your eyes and seeming to accept it. That this is normal and it isn't. That you've got a prime minister just coming out now, just barefaced lying. That's what he's doing. He's barefaced lying. He wouldn't go into details last night because he can't go into details because it's barefaced lies that he has to tell. And you could see him getting flustered. It is what it is, isn't it? We are where we are, unfortunately, and it's not going to get any better. They will just ignore it. I do not for one minute think that any of them will go. I thought it was sadly pathetic, the rallying round on Saturday. I really did find it almost just cringe, wasn't it? All of them. Raab, Hancock, Sunak, as I say. It's just pathetic, absolute pathetic that we're being governed like that now. At a time when, you know, and I was one at the start and said, you've got to give them the benefit of the doubt with all this. You know, it is a global crisis trying to get PPPE, whatever, PPE. But ultimately, you know, we're going to end up possibly, probably, with the second worst death rate in the world. which is just scandalous, because clearly that didn't need to be the case. But yeah, horrible, isn't it? But I just, you know, I told you, I'm not jumping on a bandwagon. I told you all, you know, go back and listen to these podcasts last year. I've had rows with Suggsy over it. The guy is an absolute fucking disgrace, the guy we've got. I am still, you know, things that have surprised me in my life, I'm absolutely fucking staggered that Donald Trump is president of the US, and this guy becoming prime minister is not far behind. I mean, you've got Gove saying that he's not up to the job 3 years ago, and then coming out and arse-licking him now. It's pathetic. It is just where it's all gone. It's just, I mean, I think it's irretrievable. People say I'm a bit of a doom monger, but I think it's irretrievable. I don't think you're ever going to get any sort of normal politics back now. These people are just going to look after themselves, and the countries gradually will just go to shit. And that's where we're headed, unfortunately. Right, that's enough of that. Get off that. Right, as I say, there's German games tomorrow, so I'll be doing Ultimate in the morning. I've got nothing bet-wise today. I do think we're going to hear about horse racing coming back as well, so that will start up as soon as it does. Where am I? I've had a couple of nice emails from people, I'll be honest, about things that they've done. And one from Paul Thompson. And Paul is 52, loves sport, started in match betting, and then once his match betting started to fall away, I think he fell into a bit of everything. And he had Twitter alerts going off, Telegram groups, tennis trading, and he is one who sort of said, don't try to do everything, concentrate on one thing, started it at home with him. And he's taken, in his words, a stern look at himself, cancelled numerous things, deleted Twitter tipsters, turned off lots of alerts, left Telegram groups, cancelled free email tips. See, sometimes it's just as simple as doing stuff like that. If you're not seeing it, not hearing it, I've culled, my screen time was down 40%. You know, you get that thing on the Apple phone, it tells you it was down 40% last week. One, I was busy working, doing bits, but two, once you get out of the habit of it, you know, if you get in the habit of checking Twitter all the time, it tends to be, oh, you pick your phone up, check it. Once you get out of that habit, I'm one of those, once I stop doing something, like if I don't play golf, I don't miss it, it never bothers me. If I do play, I think, oh, I'd like to have another game. But with stuff like that, if you eliminate it and don't read it, then it's not going to affect you. If somebody's tweeting tips out and you're not seeing them, it has no effect on your life, so you don't get involved. So great, and Paul sent a well done, Paul, firstly. And Paul sent in a book suggestion. He sent in a couple, but I'll give you the one. And I've not read this, so this is a recommendation. This is, I think she had a Netflix series, Mary Kondo's The Life Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And as Paul said, it was an Audible book of the day a while ago, and he is an untidy person. He found it really good, and in the last couple of months he's cleared an awful lot of stuff out of his house, and his wife is now worried on how tidy all his drawers are. And again, a life without clutter is tends to be better. I'm fortunate that I'm relatively untidy. I do leave things. I'll have notes on a pad and leave it on the table, and Sam will go and put it where it should be. I do sort of have purges where I'll go and do everything, but I do let it build up. So Mary Kondo's The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up had a good effect on Paul, so it may well on you. Paul has given, we haven't had one for ages, Paul's given us a joke of the day. Quite a good one, Paul, I quite liked it. I've started a new job at the guillotine factory. I'll be heading off now. Pretty good, I liked it. See, when I read that, it was good. The Fantasy League is still going. I think we're getting to the stage now of 20 days and you're done. So you need to get yourself in 20 days, 50 bets to qualify for the prize. I know there's been some all sorts of talk of indiscretions. I've got to pass them off. We can bring it up with Chrissy in the podcast this week, because all the data I didn't put together. So whilst I am the man at the top, if you like, I'm not responsible for any of that. We had poker last night. Numbers were down, and I had the honour of going out first. Fucking play Misty for me. What were you doing, Misty? Calling me all the way with your whole fucking stack when I've got three sixes and he hits the flush on the river. Absolute fucking disgrace. I don't know. Every time someone goes into me needing a card, they get it. So I had the infamous of going out first. I believe it was won by Mongo. So well done to you. And I don't know when the next one will be. Kelly got in the money. Well done, Kelly. First time. See, if at first you don't succeed, try again. I think there's Football Friday. When I've gone through the full football schedule, I will have a look and we'll do another one. As I say, we'll just try and do one a week going forward when there's not football on. What else have we got? Oh, recipe. Little salad. Little salad for you, Fred. Another little salad. This is lovely, this one. Really healthy. Super healthy. You keto guys can eat this. Really easy to make. Three of my favourite things. Salmon, avocado and cucumber in a salad. So a warm salad. So the first thing is to make your dressing. You want chopped mint, grated zest and juice of a lime, a couple of teaspoons of honey, and 3 tablespoons of olive oil. And just get all that into a bowl and emulsify it and put it in the fridge. So that's your dressing made. The salad itself, I just use a bag of mixed salad leaves, a cucumber, cut it, de-seed it, slice it. 3 avocados, cut those, peel them, get the old core pip out, and chop those up. Just get your salad, your cucumber and your avocados in a bowl, drizzle half the dressing on it, mix that up. That's your salad done. Really simple, tasty. And then the salmon fillets, just want the small salmon fillets, literally going to fry them skin side down first in a bit of olive oil, leave it for 2 or 3 minutes, and then flip them over and fry the top side, the non-skin side, for another couple of minutes. That is it done. You'll have a crisp skin, moist salmon, bit of salad on each plate, put the salmon fillet on top, and then with the rest of the dressing, just drizzle it over each plate so you've got a bit of the dressing over the salmon. There you go, salmon, avocado and cucumber salad. Serve it warm, not cold. Serve the salmon, you know, let it rest for a minute, but serve it out the pan. A beautiful, simple 10-minute lunch, which is very healthy and will have the pounds dropping off you. There you go, one for you, Suggsy, on one of your 600-calorie days. Okay, I think that's it. Tomorrow we've got football back. I will, as I say, I'll process everything. And then in the morning, I will, I think we've got games Tuesday, Wednesday, and one game on Thursday. The Thursday night game for me, an absolute pain in the arse, because I'd like to have a day to get everything set for the Friday. And they shaft me because it finishes at 10, and then I've got literally like 10 hours to get everything done and have a little bit of sleep ready to run it again on the following day. Never used to have Thursday night football, did we? It was always just for them old Arsenal boys in the old nonsense league. But yes, football coming back. We're getting slowly back to normality. It'll be interesting now to see what happens in the country. My neighbours, for example, ever since that were Cummings, I don't speak to them, but they have had 2 barbecues. They literally have said, fuck it. And they've got people around there now. They've just literally said, down tools. And they're having their family round. And I think you're probably going to see that up and down the country. That is the problem when you haven't got decent leadership. And then we'll start blaming the public. And the public are fucking idiots at times. I've said that all along. But what you don't do is encourage them. And these guys have completely and utterly fucking dropped the ball on this one. I don't care what anybody says. And that's the problem, as I said. If your affiliation, you get yourself so affiliated to a political party that they can do no wrong, that's equally as dangerous. The world's fucking gone mad. You should be able to look at all different views, and whatever you think of them, they have dropped the ball here. Rishi Sunak was somebody I thought had done quite a good job. I know there'll be people who disagree with that, but whenever I saw him, I thought, you're actually handling this quite well. And then he goes and does that Saturday, and you just think, well, where's your fucking integrity, Richie? Rishi, you fucking fucked it, mate. Anyway, right, have a lovely, lovely Monday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.